turbulent times are occurring, as we are sure that you have noticed. It does not mean that things are wrong or bad, or that the plan that is intended is not working out as it was intended to. And so in the turbulent times, the challenge, of course, is to hold your own center and to remember that who you are and the power that has been given to you is much mightier than anything that you have been taught to give power to. And we stay with that second phrase because it is an important part of the lesson of the time. You only truly lose power when you take that power, whether consciously or unconsciously, and give it fearfully away to a circumstance or a moment or a time. That is really the only time that you lose power. It is completely understandable when you are not able to predict, as you like to predict, how a movement is going to happen. But we would like to remind you, if you will, about the movement of the artist. The artist has a palette, any number of possibilities for creating that palette. But there is, within that entire process, the willingness of the artist to either try or, perhaps more importantly, to allow. To say, there is a great painting going on here, and I am not going to stand before the creation of my whole life in a disempowered place because I am not sure about the perfect brush or the perfect color or the perfect light. The only thing that will do is preventing me from creating the canvas of my life, and that is not what I am going to do. So we want you to, in as simple a way as you can, remember that the power is in the movement. It is not in the control of the movement. There is an allowance for a movement and a change of movement, but there must not be the paralyzing perfection that tells you you cannot move forward until you know how the painting is going to look. That simple protection, we hope, will help you with fluidity. For a moment, we are not saying, of course, that there is not the desire to know the perfect thing or to know about the control, but there is the desire to know that the creation of your life is very much like the creation of a beautiful canvas. And so we must look at it in a broader field, with more of our spirit intact and less of our need to control and less of our need to be fearful. Not that those things will not happen, but to be ones who are willing to expand and look at the whole of it. It is the only way to get a masterpiece, is to be able to allow room for that masterpiece to be painted. So, keeping that in mind and knowing that not all weeks will be as intense as some of these have been, and that there will be, a change in, a change in the way attachments are made. Some things now energetically are attached in an uncomfortable way, but they will not be forever. And you do not need to war about it. You need to simply be the master painter of your life. And we will help you with that, with all of the information that we can. So that is the thing that needs to be kept in mind. Moving forward, feeling fear, but releasing it as quickly as you can. So if you would begin to breathe easily and deeply, and allow your breath to bring peace into your body and to release that which might constrict the body or the mind. And feel the blue of peace move through your mind, gentling your thoughts. Through the parts of your body that hold tension. Let the beauty of peace displace the fear that might have caught in your body. And feel the flame that is your own spirit burning in your heart. Stop and see how safe and clear and bright that flame burns. Let it illuminate everything in your heart. Everything that you need to know, let your spirit show you. And feel around you that there is an energy like floating feathers, so that what you feel outside of yourself is not the weight of the world, but the lightness of your own spirit and your own power. And feel your energy begin to rise, coming up through your body. And where your spirit rises, let its lightness lighten your body and the pathway up through the center of you. Feel the crown open. And as your energy leaves your body, Feel the whole universe around you. Strong and bright and true. Let your energy rise into the night sky. Feel the perfect balance and calm of all that is and all that has always been and will always be. And see that a vehicle comes toward you, one that has been prepared for you. And it welcomes you and invites you to enter it. And safely inside the vehicle that has come for you, rest yourself. And feel your movement upward. And know that the movement does not require you to work or to labor, but simply to be in the lightest part of who you are, moving toward the lightest part that the universe has prepared for you. As you move higher, see the light that is for you. And when you exit your vehicle, see that you are greeted by those who are walking with you in this time and in this place. So what they know, you know. What they see, you are able to see. And see how light the path that you are traveling together. And that you move together until you come to a place where you may commune with one another without worry, without fear, but only in the true security that love and power and wisdom bring to you. So take this time to be with your teachers. Now see that your teachers have shown you a circle of light, and that within that circle of light, there are three symbols or tools. And resting your mind, allow yourself to know the wisdom that you are being shown. know that there is water where you are, and drink that water to refresh your spirit. And with your teachers, see the night sky and the universe in which you are walking. And know that you are never alone. Now walk back through this place and know that wherever your foot falls, a blessing rises up to fill your body and your mind and your spirit. And feel that you are escorted to the vehicle which brought you to this place, and that it welcomes you again. And again, you rest as the movement moves through the universe in the perfect and balanced way. And the vehicle brings you closer through the sky, closer to the room in which you are sitting. And being in your lightest form, find the others who sit here with you, a message or a gift as your service to each other. when you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.